Brendan McDade, chairman of Letterkenny Athletic Club. A very big night for everybody involved in athletics. The launch of the details about the Donegal Marathon in August. And no doubt there's going to be huge interest in this.
There is indeed, or at least that's what we're hoping for. I know when we were first approached from DESI, you know, in regards to helping out and to organising the marathon, it was something probably we thought, you know, with all the different races we have and organising athletics in general, it's probably something we weren't thinking of doing. But now that it's all been put together, you know, we are delighted to be involved, and we think it is going to grow into a major event within Donegal. I think for this first year, with so many people doing 5Ks and 10Ks, you know, that the half marathon might be the biggest event. But we're hoping that this will progress then, that the people that do the half marathon this year will then do the marathon the following years. You know, and we're going to try and attract runners and clubs from down the country and from England and from as far afield as possible. And as Desi said earlier too in his introduction, that, you know, the links with America and the Boston Marathon, that hopefully, you know, that will grow over the years as well.
And I suppose some people are wondering, you know, why has it been so long since there has been a marathon in Donegal? And it's great to see it revived. And, I mean, all the indications are that this will be an annual fixture, and it really puts Donegal on the map as well.
Yeah, I suppose the focus over the years has been more on 5Ks, 10Ks. Marathon was big back in the 70s and 80s. Then it did become more, sort of in line to do 5Ks, 10Ks more than marathons. But there is that resurgence now in running and people keeping fit. And the ultimate goal for any runner, any person into running, is the target of doing the marathon and completing the marathon. So I suppose it is an apt time just to reintroduce it. And I think it will stay there for a long time to come now.
Now, events like this take a lot of organising. Letterkenny Athletics Club very much to the fore. The Gardaí are involved, the town council, the county council, there will be volunteers, and you've selected the route. And I suppose having had so many 5K, 10K, 15K races in Letterkenny, that helped in that some of the basis for it all is already there.
Yeah, we are using routes that have been known around the town, and 10K route is sort of part of it, the 15, Danny McDade 15K route is part of it. And we just had to make some minor adjustments then to get in both half marathon, full marathon. But you're right, it's going to take a lot of people to organise it. We're very dependent on a lot of volunteers. And like you say, the Gardaí, Red Cross, Civil Defence and the volunteer groups, you know, are all going to play their major role within it.
Now, the route itself has been decided, and the good news for people who want to get involved, they can register online pretty much immediately. And the website that's been launched also gives plenty of information about training, and there's no excuse not to do it the right way.
No, you're right. From tonight, the website has been launched, and we have the online entry where people can download a form and post their money into the office to register. And we encourage people to do that now early, because the more we get in before the end of June, gives a good idea how many are going to be participating. It gives us a chance to get, you know, water stations, T-shirts, all of that sort of thing organised and done. So we do have a cut-off date of the end of June. From that date on, it gets a little bit dearer. So we encourage people to enter early.
Now, it's primarily a sporting event. There's a social side to things. Some people may even walk the half-marathon route. But also, from the town's point of view, it brings in a lot of people, and there's an economic spin-off.
Yeah, well, I suppose the idea of this all along was to incorporate all of that in it. You know, hopefully we will attract people to the town. For the sort of more serious athletes, it is a race. There will be prizes for those. For the other end of it, there'll be people that have done 5K, 10K, and maybe even half marathon, will now be challenged to do, you know, either the half marathon or full marathon. So it incorporates every part of it, from the serious runner to the fun runner. And as you say, we would encourage people even to take part in a half marathon as a walk. You know, it is a challenge. And as I say before, this year, if they complete the half marathon, the target then can be for the full marathon in the next year or the following year.